to the Voices of Legacy, where your legacy is being written every day that you live. This is Pastor Carl, your host. Well, maybe not with the most, but I've got something. And what I have for you today is none other than the one and only Doctor, is that right?
That's correct.
Dr. Deontay Moss. You all may know him as what?
The nosy neighbor.
The nosy neighbor on social media here in Toledo, Lucas County, and around the world. There's a lot of people that follow him. Good morning, Brother Deontay. How are you today?
Pastor Carl, I'm elated to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you. This young brother, and I call him young because he's a little bit younger than me, not much. I'm not going to date myself, but this young brother's done a lot in a short period of time, and we're so thankful to have him here. He's got a couple of books out right now, as well as his online presence, his wife, and him. They're working on a lot of different things that we're going to talk about today here on the Voices of Legacy. If you would, could you give us a synopsis of Brother Deontay, who you are and why people should know who you are?
Well, you know, God has blessed me with a lot of avenues. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an author. Mm-hmm. I'm a marriage influencer. Me and my wife have a TV show called Moss and Marriage.
All right.
Where we interview married couples. They tell us their love story, how long they've been married, and any skills, tools, or advice about marriage they want to share with the world. So I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of who we are. I'm also a content creator with the Nosy Neighbor videos and things of that nature. And I'm just a vessel out here, just living life and doing what God wants me to do.
There you go. You're living out your calling.
Yes.
As far as you understand.
Well, whatever you tell me to do.
Yeah, because that kind of changes and increases as we go. So your television show with your wife and yourself, you're broadcasting on Roku and YouTube.
Yeah. So we were started off on YouTube first season. Season two will be on Channel TV on the Roku channel.
All right.
And then we're in negotiations with 13 ABC for season three. So I'm excited.
Wow.
And you never know what God has for you. You just got to keep going.
Yes. And keep being positive. That's helpful. I think that's what's infectious about your branding is you seem to keep a smile on your face. I know every day isn't a bright day, but it's good to have that as your medication, as the word says. I think we both have faith and we know that the word of God does say that laughter is what? Good medicine. And I like the way that you do that. How did it come about that you did this these videos that seem to be so popular? Everybody's telling me.
So the first video I ever did was only to make my wife laugh. I was cutting my grass. Situation happened across the street with two neighbors, and the police were called. So as I'm cutting my grass, neighbors come out. My wife comes out. What is going on? I said, I don't know, but I'll find out. Went in the house, grabbed the first thing I saw, which was a vacuum cleaner. And I started vacuuming up the grass in the street. Police thought it was hilarious. They recorded me and posted it.
Oh,
it instantly went viral.
So it wasn't you?
Yeah, no, that the first one they posted and it went viral. So then people wanted more of these nosy neighbor videos. So at the time, I was not on TikTok. I thought TikTok was just a kid thing, you know, that the kids danced on and stuff like that. But I found out that people were taking the video from Facebook and putting it on TikTok, and they were getting paid for it because of the views. So they said, you need to start a TikTok and post your own videos and make your own so you can get the benefits of it.
Other people were making money off of your content.
Yeah, it was my face and everything, but they posted it, so they got the money. They got the views. But I started posting on TikTok, and they started paying me to make the videos, and then Facebook and everybody else followed along.
Awesome. So it wasn't by design.
It was just...
Not your design.
Yeah, just making my wife laugh.
Wow, and you end up making the whole community laugh at the same time.
So then I brought out the mop, and then I brought out the trash can, and then I and I never know what I'm going to do. It's improvisation. So I went to school for theater at the University of Toledo, and I was a drama teacher. So everything is improv. I never know what I'm going to do, and I always make sure I tackle a safe situation. I never try to do a harsh situation with the police or anything like that, or the fire department. It's always a safe area where I come up with these ideas to do these nosy neighbor videos, but I started using it as a marketing strategy. So what I did, once I got the following and everybody kept coming to see
what are you gonna
Moss,
do? What you gonna
these,
do next?
Yeah, videos. I started adding my book and my shirts and the skits. So then my shirts would sell out, my Pray For Me shirts, and then my Push book would sell out, and then Focus would sell out, and bless me tremendously.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And all from just trying to make your wife laugh.
Making my wife
laugh. That sounds like a really good lesson. Keep your wife happy.
Happy wife, happy life.
Oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what's been your most viral video?
Probably the mop. The mop. Mm. So I have mopped a street while the police were on a call, but the mop bucket was a crate, so it had holes in it and no water. So people really enjoyed that one. My favorite video though is on live TV. Mm. It was a blizzard. And the weatherman was reporting live to the back to the station. He had no clue who I was, but I nosy neighbored him. But he stayed so, Ethan, shout out to Ethan, stayed so professional while I'm nosy neighboring him in the video, and he had no clue who I was. He maybe thought I was a homeless man or what was going on. But he had no clue, but he kept going. But the people in the station knew exactly who I was.
Oh, they were busting.
And on national TV, they're like, oh, my God, that's the nosy neighbor from TikTok. And that was my favorite one because nobody knew it was going to happen. It just happened and turned out perfect.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. I got to see some more of those videos because what I did see was hilarious. So what do you think you're going to be doing with that? You think that might turn into something else?
I do. I'm honestly has aspirations maybe to do some political aspirations. Mm. So I know I've done Nosy Neighbor and you know, it's a funny thing, but because of that following and who I think I can add something maybe to maybe in the future city council or something like that. So.
We could do much worse than we have. Yeah. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But do you think what you've been doing with these little vignettes have been a benefit in any way to community engagement with the police?
I think it's, you know, police weren't looked at in the best light for a lot of years because of the murders and things that were happening. I think this bridges a gap between especially the Black community and police department. Knowing that we could still have fun together and we could still respect each other in a certain way. So I make sure I don't do anything horrific or crazy in these videos. Although they may be funny, I stay in a safe place. Mm-hmm. And I think the police they love the videos. Mm-hmm. They want to be in them. And it bridges the gap between the community and the police department by us all laughing and having fun.
And the fire department.
Just last night.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. That's awesome. And it's one of my causes du jour, as it were. We're involved with the Buffalo Soldiers here locally and their police engagement, and even some of the coffee and cops as well, because it's important that we offer solutions and not always talk about the problem. When we talk about the problem and we make people the problem, then we I think artificially put up walls that shouldn't be there. We're all human. We have to respect each other as human beings. And this is my little soapbox. And when we don't know each other and we only work on presumptions, a lot of times we end up disrespecting them. And all of us, no matter who we are, become suspects to them. Well, that's not necessary. If I know you from my engagement, I'm less likely to suspect you for whatever it is that you may be the potential perpetrator of. You know, you fit a profile or whatever. I think that's an awesome, awesome thing. It's not going to fix everything, but I think it's a leg in to solutions in the community.
Absolutely.
Which leads to what you were talking about before. We're not going to talk about politics, but it leads to a place where you can solve problems and create an engaging atmosphere that leads to solutions instead of more and more problems. You know, when you see something, you should say something. You know, if you know somebody that actually shot somebody, you're not going to tell. There's no honor in that. You need to get those people out of your community, you know, and on to pay for whatever it is that they did. So I definitely commend you on that. But to the books before we run out of time. Let's talk about the books. Which one came first?
Pushed. Pray for Something Happen every day.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. That'll preach.
Yeah.
Well, I
and
have to
came
get
from the original. We all know the original acronym, Pray Until Something Happens.
Yes.
But I got revelation from God that it's an everyday thing. And when I started practicing prayer every day, I could see a significant change in my life.
Amen. Hey, man, we believe in that every day, every day. Amen. So what's the content of the PUSHed book?
So PUSHed is how I navigate through the juvenile justice system. Foster care with drug addicted parents. My mother was addicted to crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. Father in and out of prison. Can count how many times I've seen him before the age of 21. But faith got me through my journey. Now I'm Dr. Deontay Moss. So I go around the world telling that story. Hold
on. Wait a minute. You're a doctor?
Dr. Deontay Moss.
PhD?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I earned it.
Do you still have a relationship with your parents?
I do. We have an excellent relationship now because awesome. God can heal anything.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hurt people, but heal people.
You made it and you reached back and absolutely. Made everything right.
10 different foster homes, 4 different group homes. Wow. So now I advocate for foster kids all over the world. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the dopest foster kid to ever. Crazy. But I don't want to be the only dope foster kid. I want to go back and get them.
Yeah.
Right? Because, only 30% of foster kids graduate high school and go on to college. Mm. Only 1% get a master's or doctoral degree. I'm part of that 1%, but I don't want to keep it at 1. Mm. I want to motivate, inspire, encourage other foster youth to rise to the occasion so I can have some company.
So don't just get saved, but save somebody.
Yeah, I
believe in that because I think a lot of times people kind of focus on their victory dance. Right. And it comes a time where touchdown's over, bro. You got to play the rest of the game. Who else are you helping?
Yeah.
And that's important. I like that.
Because it only lasts for a little bit.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yeah. And the second book.
Focus. I'm proud of Focus because that was, my followers. I always write.
This is the thicker one, by the way, folks.
Yeah. So that's 365 days of motivational, encouraging words that I share on my social media page. Mm. I have a following because of my post that I post, prayers and all kind of things that I post.
What platforms do you share your content on?
So I'm on every platform. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. I even have Snapchat. So I'm on every platform.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the easiest way for someone to follow you?
My favorite platform is Facebook. I like TikTok because they pay it.
Oh,
well, Facebook pays too.
Yeah,
I think Facebook in the lead right now, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because the check's been coming in real nice lately.
Well, it helps that your content is I won't say in the middle of almost being controversial, but funny, but not necessarily too controversial, too monetized, and that helps. Yeah. For your content, even to get the message across, because you're still getting the message across, and that's a good thing. And I'm speaking from experience because Facebook and I don't get along at all. But it is a good platform to reach a lot of people, all over the world.
Well, social media is a monster, and I think it does one of the reasons why my books were able to get out there because of the nosy neighbor success, and it opened up a lot of different doors for me for like TVs and movies. So I have movies on Tubi, Amazon Prime, HBO and stuff, and I even actually play the nosy neighbor in a TV series.
What TV series was
it? It's going to be on Famed, Famed television show.
Awesome.
And it hasn't been released yet, but I have some great content on that show that's going to be released that I can't wait till it comes out.
Lord. Well, we'll be looking for that, and that's on Famed.
Yeah.
And you said you have a movie on Tubi?
Yep. Me and my wife starred in a movie on Tubi called Under.
Oh.
Yep. So the funny thing about that story is that when I first got a national movie lead, my first one, I had just got married. So it was like, almost 14 years ago.
Wow.
And my wife wasn't comfortable with me doing the role because I had to kiss the young lady in the movie. So I didn't take it.
You could have got a body, get a lip double.
I got blackballed and everything, but my wife, because I went to school for theater, so I'm an actor. So I've been in probably about 10, 15 movies with my wife, TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has played my girlfriend or my wife in every single show or movie. She won't let I had to kill my wife in the movie, beat her up. She said, I'm your real wife, your dead wife. She's been my wife or my girlfriend in every movie. So she's built this actress career just from playing the opposite of me and being my real wife and playing the opposite of movies and TV shows.
Wow. Wow. And in real life.
Yeah.
You know, there's been some actor couples that played husband and wife in a lot of different. And you guys do it for real.
Yeah.
That is funny.
And so check out Under on Tubi.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. So what do you think is in the future? I think you've kind of mentioned some of the things, but in the future for you and your brand.
So we're going to prepare on Monster Marriage. I think that's where God has me at right now. I also have a few more books coming out. I'm going to continue to write as an author. And, you know, aspirations and maybe some political aspirations.
Okay. So. You've said that a few times, yeah. So there must be something in the works already.
We're leaning towards it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely be praying for you on that. What do you think, and kind of in the vein of politics, Toledo, specifically Lucas County, actually needs in order to move forward in a positive light?
I think some fresh eyes. I think I'm at the age where I can pull from both sides. Mm-hmm. You know, people a little bit older than me, people a little bit younger than me. And I think it's a gap between that demographic. Mm-hmm. So I think with fresh eyes, and I can bring those kind of two together and probably inform the younger crowd of what's really going on or what they don't know.
Yeah.
So I think I have enough influence to do that. And I feel like I'm being pushed in that direction.
Yeah, well, like a bit ability factor plays a big role. I have the testimony. I go to the IMA meetings here in Toledo on a regular basis. Matter of fact, we just had the president of the IMA on a previous broadcast, Pastor Brock, Cedric Brock.
That's a good man.
Oh, yes. And someone gave me the man dap hug, pull close type of situation, but it was to talk to me. And they said, you know, they're talking about you downtown. I'm like, huh? That doesn't sound good. I mean, what do you mean? He was talking about city council. What you're talking about? Mm-hmm. He said, they're talking about you downtown. You know, your name's Carl Mitchell. And they were referring to my grandfather, you know, late Bishop Dr. Carl E. Mitchell. He said, you ought to go ahead and run for one of those seats. People will pull you in. And almost like, man, you better go do this. And that's not my aspiration by far, but my encouragement to you, man, if it is, yeah, I go ahead. You're not too old and you're not too young. Mm-hmm. And I think what's going on even right now in our political landscape, a lot of we have potentially one of the youngest vice presidents, could be president depending on the age coming up. We have the vice president of the United States now replacing the president, who's much younger than him. I think that's the direction that we're going, and we probably need to be going, because all politics truly are local, even locally. A lot of the issues in Toledo, I think, come from stagnation. We're so used to things just being the way they are, status quo, and nothing changes. The same place when I was a kid here in Toledo that you got, you know, things that aren't legal. Same place you can get it now. That's a problem. Why is that? You guys know it. If I know it, I know you know it. Same neighborhoods are the same problems. We need new eyes and new solutions, and not kicking our elders to the side. Learn from them.
Yeah.
It, pretty much what you said, how the machine works, and then sharing that with the younger people so they can see the value of voting and being engaged and holding the folks like yourself, once you become elected, I don't say if, accountable to the things that you say.
Absolutely. I just had the pleasure of meeting Joe Biden in Wisconsin. He invited us, me and my wife, out, and we got to meet him. So it's going to be an interesting presidential race. I actually got the nosy neighbor him.
Oh, man. On video?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, I shared it on my TikTok and my Facebook.
That has to be funny.
Nosy neighbor to president of the United States.
Oh, wow. 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 That had to be experienced by itself.
Yeah. We were on TV. We were on CNN when they were doing it.
Oh, man.
So it was like I couldn't have my phone out, but I like, I can't let this moment. But I have to. So I waited to the last second. I said, oh. So you saw me with my phone out on CNN. That's what I was doing.
Oh, my goodness.
I was nosy neighbor.
That's hilarious. But priceless. Priceless. Yeah. So it sounds like you're on your way. Yeah, I might have to vote for the nosy neighbor. That is not an endorsement, by the way. But that's awesome. That's awesome. So here's the big question for this time that we spent together today. What do you think, and you shared a lot of things today, your legacy currently is, and then the follow-up question, what would you like for it to be?
Right now, I believe that God has me in the vein of really working the Monster Marriage Ministry that me and my wife have. I've talked to a lot of young men You know, because I do a man day every in the community every other Monday. I bring men in from the community. We talk about issues in our life. I think a lot of men hold stuff in.
Yeah.
And don't let it out.
Yeah.
So I created an atmosphere where with Uniquely Saving Our Sons and Hassan Wright and Abina Rowland, and we created this atmosphere where men can come and talk about what's going on so they don't explode.
Yeah.
Because I think if we have healthy men, we have a healthy community.
Yeah.
And in those conversations, especially about married men, you know, a lot of men have never seen a faithful husband.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a man like walking the right path. You know, for example, they daddy cheated, their grandfather cheated and stuff like that. So I feel like I really have a real obligation to, because I am an influencer of marriage, to really put myself in the forefront to do what I'm supposed to do in my marriage.
Gotcha.
So
the responsibility of your success.
Because I do believe a lot of men believe in me and know that I'm living a righteous life, trying the best that I can to go, and I want to stay in that light.
And I think that's why it's important to share some of the imperfections that brought you to that place so that they don't think that I've got to be perfect. No, you don't got to be perfect. Absolutely. You just got to try to do right.
I'm absolutely not.
You know, and then there's benefits.
But I'm definitely putting my best foot forward.
Exactly. And we should share the benefits, as you just described. Mm-hmm. The word of God says, forget not the benefits. You know, I bless the Lord at all times. His praises will, but we can't forget the benefits. You know, it's kind of like back to the analogy of the touchdown. You know, you made it. You got the successful marriage. You have the career. You have the PhD. You have all these things. But don't forget where you came from and the people that are still there that need you. Even the children that don't have mothers and fathers. Man, that's so important, especially now.
Yeah. And it never was for me. I believe my success was never for me. It was go back and get my family, like a Joseph in the Bible.
Exactly.
You know, I had a conversation with my father that changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
My father, I didn't see him much growing up. Mm-hmm. So probably only saw him five times before I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I saw him at a corner store. When he was out of prison, he didn't recognize me. And died that day because I'm like, how you don't know me and I'm your son? We ended up getting into a fist fight.
Oh, wow.
Later. Visiting my nana, who my grandmother, which was his mother, and he recognized me that day, but I thought it was only because my nana recognized me.
Mm.
But then I would see him years later at a corner store, ironically, again.
Wow.
And he asked me to take him to church with him. He started updating me on stuff, and he's like, I heard you lived in Germany, and you traveled the world, you had a daughter, and all this stuff. And I'm like, how is he keeping these tabs on you? But make a long story short, he ended up going to church with me. And after church service was real high, we left that church service, and he told me to teach him how to be a man. And that changed my life, because I used to always think that nobody wanted me, and I was abandoned, and I was going to be so successful that I was going to throw it in their face. Like, you didn't want me. Look at me now. Mm-hmm. You wish you were a part of my life. But God don't work like that.
No, he does not.
My father asked me to teach him how to be a man. He said all my life I had issues, I had problems, I had things that I didn't know how to deal with at all. That's why I sold drugs, used drugs, and was in and out of prison. But you had trauma and drama in your life, and you faced it. I want to serve the God you serve. Teach me how to be a man. Wow. And that changed my life, because I knew my success was no longer for me. It was to go back and get my family.
Amen.
And we have an excellent relationship today because of that.
That's an amazing story. That's another movie.
I had to honor my father on Father's Day, because, you know, a lot of people don't celebrate Father's Day because they don't have the proper relationship with their father. But I had to honor my father because he came back.
That's awesome.
You know.
So your dad.
We talked about prodigal sons, but the father, though.
Yes.
This was, this had to be maybe 10 years ago. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but we have an excellent relationship now. We talk all the time. I found so much of myself
in him.
In him, by being around him. He probably still do some things that I don't know. But I learned from those things by being around him and knowing who he is. And my father still think he's a pimp.
player.
Yeah, player.
From the Himalayas.
I can't be that. I'm lost in marriage.
Oh, man.
But I love him to death. And I see so much of who I am. And same thing with my mom. An empty place in my heart has been filled that was empty as a kid. But as an adult, God can heal anything.
and gives you a greater appreciation for that that you probably thought you never had. That's an awesome story. Again, that's another movie. It is. Well, we thank you so much for joining us today for the Voices of Legacy. Did you have any parting words for the listeners?
Pray for me. Shirts available on MustardBear.com.
You can't see it, but he's wearing the shirt, folks. Is there a centralized location for all of your media?
Yes, MonsterMinage.com. Mm-hmm. You can access all my social media pages, all my me and my wife's books.
All right. That's awesome. That's awesome. We thank you for joining us for the Voices of Legacy today, Mr. Dr. Deontay, Reverend future councilman and governor. God knows where he's going to take you.
I'm going with him, though.
Amen. We thank you for joining us again on the Voices of Legacy here on WGTE Public Media. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell, the third, your host of this program. We want you to go to WGTE.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners and administered by the Arts Commission.